From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front,
dude. Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University Beers with the Brewers.
Bam, Walt's got a can open. Welcome to Beers with the Brewers. I'm Mark Richards. We got Walt Keyes on the mic over there opening a can up.
Hey, I'm Walt Keyes.
Can of Quadra Hoppic, and great news. Justin, you haven't been on here in so long. It's nice to have you back.
It's been about a year.
It's been a while.
Has it been that long?
It's been a while. Yeah. Oh, for all the fun things that I bring to the show.
Well,
I think that's why I'm not here.
Haven't missed a step, I can see.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So, Quadra Hoppic version 104.
It's hard to say at this point. 104.
104?
Yeah, the fourth version, if you're keeping track at home.
Our rotating IPA.
If this were Star Wars, this would be A New Hope then, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Unless that's
you
a good
think,
point. Yeah,
unless you count the New Hope as the first movie, and so this would be the Phantom Menace.
Let's not compare those two.
This is the Phantom Menace of Quadra Hoppic beers. This is the final beer in the 100 series of Quadra Hoppic beers.
Yeah, the last one of the year.
Yeah, because next year it's going to go 201, 202, 203, 204.
Orange, lemon, dry, and crisp, this one.
Ooh.
It's pretty tasty. Mm. Justin, make up some taco and chili pairings for this on the fly.
Oh, boy. Geez, if I'm doing a taco, I'm probably doing like...
Well, we've got flank steak here, and I'd say more like dank steak.
Oh, whoa. Hazir, what do you think about that?
So dank.
Yep.
I mean, flank steak would be really good with this.
It probably would be. Anything with that like little hint of citrus to it. I was going to say like a carnitas, generally mm-hmm. like Mexican carnitas mm-hmm. is cooked with orange in it. Mm-hmm. So I think that'll really
good
amplify.
Call.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be and great. This is super dry, so it's going to pair really well with a like kind of a fatty, heartier meat as well.
Man, that's pretty good insight.
Justin's great.
I pull it out when
cook,
I need to.
He knows how to brew. Just
call Adam, tell him to stay out there in Utah. That's where he is, right? Utah?
Yeah, Utah in it.
What's he doing out there? Seeing the Utah Blaze Arena
golf
football team?
Parks. I think he was trying to golf, mm-hmm. but it sounds like now he's just like digging his rental car out of a snow drift because it was like 30
it's
degrees.
What?
No, but it was really cold and he was bummed because you know how he likes the weather. Talking about the weather, worrying about the weather.
Is that a thing?
Oh, yeah. He loves the weather.
Well, the weather around here is great. It's beautiful out.
Well, the weather out here is delightful.
Sure is. Perfect weather for drinking a Quadra Hoppic 104.
Back on track.
What about if somebody's down here at the tap room and wanted to play basketball on Sunday? We think
sure
lead
could.
In on what's the
rains again.
Rain date.
Yeah, so spoiler alert, if you don't follow any of our social media stuff and you just listen to this podcast, our 3-on-3 basketball tournament last Sunday was postponed. It wasn't the rainiest day, but it was a slick court, and we don't want to injure anyone, as most of the people participating in this have really not played a lot of basketball or done any sports recently.
Except for all of us, because we've been practicing for
practicing day and
months.
Night, months on
Do you
end.
Have a team, Justin?
Yep.
Ooh.
Yeah, did come I play know? Justin's mystery team. But no, yeah, Franklinton Fall Classic 3-on-3 Sports and Jorts Basketball Tournament presented by Land Grant Brewing Company and Seven Sun Brewing Company, presented by Wave, We Amplify Voices, is going down this Sunday. Weather looks good, should happen, should be fun. There's a Papa Shot. You can play Papa Shot for charity. You can just come watch a bunch of idiots play basketball. You can drink a bunch of beer, hang out outside. There's going to be some live music or live entertainment. I think we got a DJ going. It should be fun. So come out for that. If it rains again, I don't know what we're going to do. We'll figure it out. It is the spooky season, as it's known here in North
already.
America. So we are bringing back the Fear Garden movie series next Wednesday. So that's what, 6 days from now? We're starting things off with Dale and Tucker. It's actually Tucker, it's Tucker and Dale versus Evil. I read it backwards on the notes.
That's okay.
A movie I have never seen, but Adam is a big fan of.
It's very good.
I've never seen it.
Justin Maybe I gotta stick around here. It's like week. It's a funny, spooky movie.
It's a fun time.
It's a fun time. So come on out for that. And then the following Wednesday, we're going to have What We Do in the Shadows, the mockumentary about vampires living in modern New Zealand.
Great Adam's movie. Always talking about that one, too.
It's hilarious. If you've ever watched Flight of the Conchords, it's a lot of those guys, mainly Jermaine.
There's a TV show
as
well.
There's also a new TV show, but the movie's hilarious.
Yeah, they're both really good.
I haven't seen the TV show. So that's going to be, that'll be Wednesday the 23rd, and then Wednesday the 30th, also known as the night before Halloween, we're going to do Beetlejuice.
Ooh.
So we got some funny but spooky movies in the beer garden. Those will all be free and start around sundown, which should be about 7 o'clock. We're having a big Halloween party. I've got the date wrong here. It's the 25th. DJ Ender, also known as DJ Al around here, will be here throwing a big old beer garden dance party, or sorry, tap room dance party. We're going to have a costume contest. So get your costume together, and get on down here. You could win some fun stuff if you've got a good costume. I think even we gave a prize away last year for the worst costume, so you could just do the bare minimum, maybe win too.
Walt, that sounds like quite the monster mash.
See what you did there.
Really looking forward to other holidays. Short North Trolley Company, who is sitting right over there. I'm pointing towards the tap room.
Yeah,
they're going to be doing their BYOB holiday light tours, leaving from Land Grant. So that'll kind of start around Thanksgiving, I assume. But keep an eye out for that. Should be a lot of fun getting the holiday spirit for our holiday enchantment on the
14th of December.
For our holiday enchantment on the 14th of December. Santa will be here. There'll be music and merriment and holly jolly fun.
Is Captain Beardcrumbs making an appearance?
Probably.
That'd be swell.
Once he gets out of the tank Saturday morning, he'll probably swing down.
Did you remember to put air holes in that for him?
No. He's been in there since.
We might have a new Captain Beardcrumbs this year.
Meet the brand new Captain Beardcrumbs at the Holiday Enchantment. I know it's hard to think about the holidays at this point, but put it on your calendar now, and we'll see you then. That's all I got.
All right, Quadrahopic.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Version 104.
104.
Jeppy.
It's my turn.
Justin.
Oh, my God.
So nice to have you here today.
Thank you so much.
I can't stress it enough. It's so good to have you.
It's great to be back.
Now, 104 is my favorite number.
Just like as a number, that's like, is that a lucky number for you?
I just love it.
Just love the number.
I mean, just thinking that you can fit three numbers in one number like that is just incredible to me.
I like this beer a lot. Tasting it in sensory, I was delightful.
I think it turned out very well.
First time I tried it.
Yeah. So yeah, when we were making the recipe for this, we were kind of shooting for a very citrusy beer, kind of to get away from the almost melon-centric Quad 103 that was just out. So we wanted to change up the flavor a tiny bit, and I think we accomplished that. I think it turned out really, really well. So it comes in at a whopping 6.7 ABV, which is the same as all of the other Quadrahopics.
Yep.
It's 37 IBUs, so it's not too bitter for an IPA. So we ended up using Citra, Laurel, Mosaic, and then a hop that we don't use all too often around the brewery, which is Mandarina Bavaria.
Yeah.
Which is a very orange-centric German hop.
Yeah, that's one that I had not seen before.
I think we might have thrown it in as like a background hop on like a couple of pilot batches maybe, but we don't really use a lot of it. Just like all the other batches of Quadrahopic, it's also just our silo malt. So it's single malt The hops definitely are meant to steal the show.
And yeah. They do.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So much like our other Quadra Hopics, this also pours a pale golden color that is very clear with a medium white head.
And it's the same grain bill as all of them, so
yeah.
Should look that way.
Looks exactly the same. Definitely doesn't smell exactly the same. Like I said earlier, we're going to be getting more citrusy aromas here. There's a little bit of like a resinous pine kind of thing that you're getting from the Whirlpool edition of Mosaic. Also, Citra can kind of bring a little bit of that resiny kind of characteristic, which we dry hopped it extensively with Citra. And there's a little bit of alcohol on the back end. It almost comes off as like a slight, like spicy back aroma. But yeah, much like the aroma, the flavor, super citrusy. I kind of describe it as dried orange peel is kind of what I get. It's like that slight spice with a little floral backing paired with that orange. Really, like if you open up a fresh bag of dried orange peel and put your nose in it, that's kind of what this smells like. But there's a little bit of lime there as well.
Are we talking like kind of like the dried orange peel that maybe you would use in a Belgian wit or something? Where I could agree.
Like almost like aromatically.
Tea-like. Yeah, I would agree. I think so.
Slightly bitter on the back end. Super light malt character. Easy drinker. It's real dry. It's going to be a good supplementary beer for the holiday season, I think, just because you're going to be getting a whole bunch of beard crumbs in you here in the next couple of months. So this would be a good lighter backup plan.
Yeah. Good backup plan.
Oh, you said the word lighter, which makes me think of another word.
What's that?
Crushability.
Oh, my goodness. How crushable
is it? 6.7 alcohol. It's
4.
I go 4. I think, haven't almost all of them been 4?
Yeah. I think this one's especially 4, though.
4 hops. 4 crusher. Okay, I'm going to join you, Walt, on a 4 crusher. What about you, Justin? How many of these do you think you'd want to have?
I'll go with a 3.94.
We're going to round that up to a 4.
We can do that if you guys want to.
We don't have a powerful enough calculator to average that.
Yeah, we'd need Benner here to do the math on that.
That's fine. We'll go 4 then.
Look at that. Unanimous 4 this week. I'm going to have to say... Yeah, be respectful of that 6.7 and don't drive a car, operate heavy machinery.
What about
light machinery, though?
No,
what about
never.
Like shoveling your driveway?
That's a shovel up to the individual.
That'd
I would still recommend, you know, to always be responsible.
It's better to have beer after you finish that.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely a 4 in drinkability. It's a crusher.
I would agree with you.
So we've got this coming out in the tap room tomorrow, Friday, this week.
On draft and cans.
Draft and cans. Get them and then going into market next week. Just find it on retailer shelves.
We can grab a question from a bartender real quick.
Hey, Jack Weber.
Clean up in aisle 6.
Well, I spilled my
Just
beer,
kidding.
But that's unrelated.
Walt's going to clean it up.
Do you have a question for the podcast?
So we got Jake Webb, one of our bartenders here, and we don't have a question from a listener this week, but we do have one fantastic musician and singer of Fables.
Up-and-coming band.
Up-and-coming band, man. They rocked it at the anniversary party, and bartender here at Landgrant. Jake Webb, do you have a question for Beers with the Brewers?
I was cutting limes 5 seconds ago. And
now limes, much like the aroma of this fine beer that we are currently drinking.
My question is for Justin, our brewer here. What inspired this recipe with the new Quadra Hopic, that is? Did you guys already answer that question?
No.
Okay.
So, actually...
Great question, Jake. Can you give me a towel so I can clean up my mess?
Thanks, Jake Webb.
Thanks.
So my inspiration for this recipe actually came from a podcast... So YCH and the Brewing Network have partnered for a Hop School podcast. I don't know whether you guys have talked about that before. I know Dan also listens to it. But in one of the episodes, they were talking about hop pairings. And they were talking about Laurel, which is a new hop that we've used a little bit. We used the Cryo variant in... what was that? Concentrate 102 or 103? I don't remember. I think it was 102.
I think it was 102.
But But either way, Laurel obviously got its name from floral, which is very similar. They said in this podcast that pairing it with like overtly citrusy hops acts as like a backing note that just really amplifies those citrus flavors and aromas. And I wanted to try it out on a big batch, and here we are. And the people at YCH know what they're talking about.
Proved it. It's proven in theory. Yeah. I'd say in this beer especially.
Yeah.
That's a great question, Jake Webb.
What an amazing
interesting
question.
Fact about Laurel hops. I misspelled it probably the first 30 times that I wrote it down.
What'd you spell it as?
Like a laurel wreath, like L-A-U-R-E-L.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a fun fact.
You had one thing to do, Walt.
I mean, I figured it out before it was too late, but...
Right.
Did
right.
it end up on cans?
I think I might have spelled it that way on a trading card.
Is that what no, it is?
But okay. not on a can.
So it's a collector's item at this point.
Yeah. So go get those cards.
Bring it into the tap room.
Get your Beckett out. Check the price. Mm-hmm. Head down to the card shop. Cash in.
So I've got another beer next to me right now that we're not even going to talk about this week other than saying, man, crushability may be off the charts, but we're going to be talking about Moonracer Pilsner, our winter counterpart to Pool Party, which is pretty exciting. Just coming down the canning line now, and we happen to snag a couple cans, so getting a side sip of that. Look forward to talking about that next week.
Your side sip.
It's a side sip. Thanks a lot, Jeppy, and good insights on this recipe.
Yeah.
Tops are slamming, and Jake Webb with the question. That's great, because listen up other podcasts, learn about hops.
You guys don't.
Are employees of Landgrant eligible to get a free T-shirt if they ask a question on the podcast?
Yeah, he's not wearing a Landgrant shirt right now. I think we should just force it upon him.
Yeah. But yeah, if you are wonderful listeners, I presume are wonderful people, if you have a question and you want a free T-shirt, send us an Instagram or a Facebook or a Twitter or a email or a...
You guys on Tumblr?
We're not on Tumblr, but we're on all that stuff.
U.S. Postal Service will take analog form too, which we've done in the past.
Yeah, we got a handwritten question once. So just get in touch, ask us a question, and if we read it on the podcast, you'll get a free T-shirt of your choice.
LG T-shirt. So, hey, Justin, thanks again so much for being on.
Thank you guys for having me.
For sure. You should do that.
I'll see you in a year.
We'll book you for October of 2020.
For my birthday.
We can do some election, pre-election chat for next time here.
Sure. That'll go over really well, I'm sure.
Yeah. Right. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Tip your bartenders?
Yep.
Hey, it's me, Chappa.